I guess my entire career has been basically in recreation journalism, specifically climbing and backpacking and wilderness travel. And for many years, I've wanted to change my focus, so I keep the recreation for fun more, and I'm starting to explore sustainable development issues and how to keep the mountains wild and how to allow people to develop their social and economic standards while still living in the mountain countryside without damaging the environment. So I'd really like to spend the rest of my career helping in that field somehow.
Concretely, what kind of projects do you foresee that you could carry out or lead? Mm-hmm.
I'd like to explore what's being done, and that's the big first step. Find out what people around the world are doing in sustainable development. And I might start especially by focusing on what the Swiss people have been doing in their own mountains and then how they apply that to other mountains, to development projects. And I'd like to write about it, write books about this, with the main goal being to try to help other people to learn what's happening. I think that very often projects are developed in a certain place and they're done there, and people in other mountains in the world don't know what's been done there. And so I'd like to help that communication process.
So how could Switzerland play a role model in that case for a community in the Himalayas or a mountain community in South America?
Early example would be sharing the alpine pastures for cows. And in Grindelwald, they worked out a communal model for how to get the most out of the pastures without degrading them and allowing different families to be able to share by the way they cycled through with their cows. So there are a lot of overgrazed parts of the world, and maybe they could learn from the Swiss in that way. Clearly, hydropower. Switzerland has lots of hydropower, and it's a very technologically oriented country. From what I understand, there are more Nobel Prizes per citizen in Switzerland than any other country in the world, and most of those are in science. So what I want to do is explore more how the Swiss have learned and how they're sharing what they've learned, and maybe I can help a little bit with that sharing process.
So using your name now, made better known through the film The Alps, as a vehicle to deliver it to the communities around the world.
Yes, because of the Alps film, I've been in circulation, shall we say. I've been to a lot of cities, a lot of people have seen it, they know of my interest in mountains, and so I'd like to lend whatever help that can provide, and it's provided some connections and many places, from science museums and education programs and corporations and governments even. So I'd like to take advantage of that and try to apply it in a way that I can help people.